وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are discussing human issues, human right issues that is looked at from an Islamic perspective. We are looking at the rights of non-Muslims in an Islamic state. Now, we said that Islam has provided non-Muslims with many, many rights, and almost they are as equal to Muslims. In fact, they are equal to Muslims in many of them. Now, a lot of people raise a question. They say, well,
some Arabic countries
or some of the
Persian Gulf countries,
they are Islamic, but yet we see they do not allow non-Muslims to enter the country or to have at least their own churches or synagogues or temples in their countries. I mean, where is the right of freedom in this? Where is the right of freedom to worship wherever you want? Where, if you come to the West, you see that Muslims have mosques all over the place. Why are they not allowed in
some Arabic countries?
Now, I mean, the answer to this question is very simple and very straightforward. You have to keep in mind that, I mean, even from a United Nations perspective, that every country has its own sanctity. They have the rights over their own land. So, for example, if I have my own country and in my country I adopt a system, for example, I say, well, my country is an Islamic country and I don't accept any other faith. I mean, by the United Nations law, this is within my rights. If you want to come to my land, then that's what goes. If you don't like it, you can go elsewhere.
So some Arabic countries,
will they adopt that mentality where they say, well, this is an Islamic state, we believe it's an Islamic state, therefore we do not allow others to build. So it is their problem, not our problem. They can say that. I mean, I am not the one to tell them, don't do it, if they believe to think that it is their land. But what needs to be kept in mind, that we always need to go back to the true Islam, to the real Islam. Did Islam see others as a threat? I mean, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, did he by any chance burn churches or burn places of worship of others or not? Did he allow it or did he not? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, actually, on the contrary, he never done that. Because we did mention in many times previously in other episodes that Islam has allowed non-Muslims to build wherever they want to build and to believe in whatever they want to believe in, as long as they're not causing harm to the Muslims. Now, the problem that we have today, this, you know,
some Arabic countries and some of the Persian Gulf countries,
you need to understand that at the end, or back in the day, this was all looked at as one piece of land. So there were no borders. There were, for example, you had Yemen and you had some countries who preserved the name, but nevertheless, they were not divided. It was one piece. It was divided when the British came and they divided these countries and they made them smaller and they put borders.
And then they enforced certain ethnicities to live in certain lands. And then they are not allowed to cross at the border unless they have a passport. That is a Western system. They brought that system to us. And most of these governments who occupy these lands are British-based. How so? Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that Islam condones people stopping others from practicing their faith or having their own places of worship as long as they are not harming their fellow citizens. But we see that this law is not applied in some Arabic countries. For example, which claim to be a Muslim country, which a lot of people ask the question, well, how does that fit with Islam? So, like I said, simply we're saying that this is not Islam because Islam allows such a thing. So, back in the day, we had no borders in the entire Middle East. It was just one piece of land where people could travel from Yemen all the way to Syria, all the way to Egypt freely. Then the British came, they divided. Now, also, we spoke about that. Now, here's a problem. Some of these governments who are in these countries, they are not Islamic in their nature as much as Islamic in their name. So, with some of the Arabic countries, they were placed there by the British themselves. Wahhabism was created by the British themselves. You don't believe me? Do a bit of search, do a bit of Googling, you'll get to the truth. So they brought this kind of mentality to, in fact, defame Islam, to fight Islam, to make sure that people run away as far as they can from Islam. Because as Muslims, we are not in a threat from other religions or other faiths. We are so strong in our faith and in our belief that we welcome everyone. Even Allah says, قُلْ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءً بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Come, let's agree on a common word between us and you, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. There is no compulsion in religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّجْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. The truth and falsehood is so clear for Muslims. So we're not at war with anyone in terms of faith. We are not threatened by anyone in terms of faith. In fact, we welcome anyone to come and debate us about our faith. We are more than happy to educate people about our faith, so we're not afraid of it. So this vision of Islam, or this version of Islam, was changed, manipulated by the Western governments and by the Islamic governments who are supported by non-Islamic states. For example, some of the Persian Gulf countries, which are supported by America and England and what have you, and they made them change Islam, give it a different taste and a different look. With the true Islam, it was not like that. We are very happy to have and to welcome anyone who wants to come live in our land and practice their faith. We are not in fear, like I said, because the truth and falsehood is as clear as daylight for us. So we do not stop anyone from building. So if you go to any other countries who have the majority of Muslims like Iran, Iraq, and Syria, Lebanon, you'll find all places of worship. So you can't use one particular country to assume that this is how Islam is. Actually, this is nothing, or there is nothing Islamic about this particular country. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.